ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वम् ब्रह्म उपनिषदम् माहम् ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः सो ॐ से केनेषितम् पतति प्रेषितम् मनः केन प्राणः प्रथमः प्रैतियुक्तः केनेषिताम् वाचमिमाम् वदन्ति चक्षुश्रोत्रम् कौ देवो युनक्ति दि फस्ट् मन्त्र इन् केन उपनिषत् बिगिन्स् वित् अ क्वश्चन् बै अ स्टूडेण्ट् wherein the student asks, student expresses what he knows, student also expresses what he does not know. His question reveals what he knows. What he knows this gross body gross body is active and alive, because of the presence of the subtle body in the gross body. The gross body is active, alive, because of the presence of the subtle body in the gross body. Because of the indwelling of the subtle body, the gross body is active and alive. But the subtle body by itself is also what? Product of matter. Subtle body is a material product. Therefore, all the 16 aspects which constitute subtle body also are in it. Therefore, they cannot function by themselves. They cannot be sentient by themselves. But the subtle body must be conscious and sentient, must be functional in order to be conscious and sentient, in order to make the gross body also conscious and sentient. Therefore, if the inert subtle body, which is incapable of being conscious and sentient by itself, now it is conscious and sentient, it is functional, not only it is conscious and sentient, it is capable of making the gross body also conscious and sentient. That means something else which must be lending consciousness and sentiency to the subtle body. Okay, what is that effulgent conscious principle, which because of the presence of which, because of the blessings of which, the subtle body becomes conscious and sentient and functional? This is the question. So what he does not know is that which, what is that which is because of which the subtle body becomes conscious and sentient. Therefore, the student teacher gave an answer in the second question. And when he gave the answer, he does not give the direct answer to the question. He did give the answer, but his answer was an indirect answer. Indirect means what? He did give the answer means he did make it, give an answer that it is the Atma or the Brahma Chaitanyam. It is the consciousness. It is the consciousness, a limitless reality, which is Atma, the all-pervasive reality, is the conscious principle, is the reality, because of presence of which alone this subtle body becomes conscious, sentient, alive and functional. And it is capable of making the gross body also active and alive. And how did he give the answer? Shrotrasya shrotram, chakshushaha chakshuhu, manasaha manaha. His answer was very indirect answer. And the teacher student asked why the answer, the student want to know that he expected the teacher to give him the direct answer. But this teacher said why he cannot give the direct answer, why he had to give only the indirect answer. He explained things, and that way he made it very clear also what. And he explained all other questions also he explained. So he very clearly, and he made it very clear that it is the Brahma Chaitanyam, the consciousness, because of which the Saksuha Sufu Shairam becomes functional, conscious and alive. Okay. And we are seeing the Bhashyam part of it. We have covered most of it. We have seen the last bit of it. We have to see second mantra. Remember? Remember where we left?
Yeah. Yes, Swamiji. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines up. End of the line, Amrita.
Yeah. Because till now we have seen the meaning of Amrita. Every word you have seen. Amrita Bhavanti. We have seen the meaning of Dhiraha. We have seen the meaning of the last two words. And there are two words. Atimuchya and Pretya, and both the ways literally means what? Literally both means, both words mean having gone beyond, having left, having crossed over. That is the meaning of both the words, Atimuchya and Pretya. Therefore I told one meaning of the meaning of Atimuchya should be taken as what? Ahankara Tyaga, and Pretya should take what now? Mamak Pretya Atimuchya So Atimuchya means Atimuchya stands for Ahankara Tyaga and Pretya stands for Mamakara Tyaga. That's the first meaning. Okay, the Atimuchya and Pretya had to give two meanings. One meaning is what? One meaning of Atimuchya is Ahankara Tyaga. So resolving the I-sense, you know, shifting the I-sense from body-mind complex and resolving the I-sense in the Atma is what now? The meaning of the Atimuchya. Then Pretya implies what now? Freeing oneself and then thereby giving up the mamakara, my sense, or dissolving the my sense in everything other than the self, okay, and dissolving my sense also, dissolving the my sense is also what? Revealed by the word pratya. And one more meaning I have to give here. So it talks about only jivan mukti. When you say first meaning, if you resolve the eyes, resolving I sense in Atma, and resolving also freeing oneself from the mamakara, my sense also, reveal only the jivan mukti. But still we had to account for what now? We had to give another meaning also for this. So he says, amrutaha amarana dharmaha bhavanti. So he gives other meaning. Na karma na na prajaya dhane na tyage naike amrutattvama nashuha. This quotation is from Mahanarayana Upanishad. And then another Upanishad, paranchikani vetula swayambohu. No, that next example is from Kathopanishad. Yada sarve pramuchyante atra brahma samashnate. So he quotes he gives three quotations from three different Upanishads to state that the same meaning is implied. That means mokshaha, actually amrutaha bhavanti means what? They attain moksha. Attain moksha means what? Attainment of moksha is in fact, the real moksha is understanding the fallacy in what? The videha mukti. In fact, Atma Chaitanyam was never consciousness. The self was never bound. Therefore, the self is never bound. Therefore, it's ever free. Therefore, there's no possibility. It is not possible for the self to become free also. The ever free consciousness, isn't it? How can I attain moksha? Therefore, attainment of moksha itself is what now? The videha mukti is not for this, not of the self. It is also only of the for the sukshma. Isn't it? Sukshma resolves means it is, therefore self is never born, self does not die, therefore there is no, not even once born means where is the question of being born again. Therefore there is no moksha at all. Actually speaking, self does not attain any moksha. Self is ever free. This understanding is self. Therefore the self has no videha mukti, self has no jivan mukti, self has no what? No. Even sadhya mukti or any no mukti for self, because self is ever muktaha, nitya muktaha atma. This is the meaning of the word. When we say the attainment, they understand the understanding atma being ever free. The resolving one's essence in atma which is ever free is moksha. Is it clear now? This word is moksha. Resolving one's essence in Atma, which is ever free, and understanding Atma being ever free is attainment of moksha. This is real moksha. Nitya mukti. This pretya atimuchya, again, we have to take one more meaning. Atimuchya stands for videha mukti. Jivan mukti, and pretya stands for videha mukti. Two words, not two meanings. I can give you two meanings for atimuchya and pretya. First, I said atimuchya stands for giving up the essence, ahankar tyaga, and then pretya stands for mamakar tyaga. And other meaning is what? Atimuchya stands for jivan mukti, and pretya stands for videha mukti. But videha mukti for whom? Jivan mukti for whom? Not for the self. It is for the sukshma. The sukshma is the mind, isn't it? For living, as long as mind is destined to live in the physical body, it's exhausting, is parabdha. But even though the mind is sukshma, is indwelling the physical body, still it is free because of the understanding. That is Jivan Mukti. After the death, the Sukshma leaves the physical body, then Sukshma resolves, therefore Videha Mukti. But consciousness is never bound, therefore consciousness never attains, what now? Freedom also. But the sense of being bound, isn't it? The bondage is only a sense. The sense of being bound. Actually, you become free from one. The inner mukti is what now? Becoming free from the sense of being bound is freedom. You become free from the sense of being bound. You do not become free from bondage. One does not, the jnani is not the one who becomes free from bondage, actually speaking. The jnani is the one who becomes free from the sense of being bound. The notion, I am bound, is the notion. Why I am bound is the notion? Because identity, there is a very, very strong identity with the sukshma. And therefore, the notion also, and the sense of being free also is what now? Because identity with the sukshma. I am free, I am bound. Means what? I am free is a notion. I am bound also is a notion. I am not bound. I am free. I am bound. Both are notions. Notions are thoughts. Understand? Therefore, these notions are possible only when you have identity with the sukshma. If the ahankara is shifted, I sense is shifted from the sukshma, and resolved in Atma, the consciousness, and where is the freedom and where is the bondage? Is it clear? Therefore, we had talked about Jivan Mukti and Videha Mukti also. Therefore, the word first we say what now? The word Atimuchya stands for Jivan Mukti, and Pretya stands for Videha Mukti. Second meaning. Other meaning is what? Ahankaratyagaha is Atimuchya stands for Ahankaratyaga, and Pretya stands for Mamakaratyaga, my sense. Two meanings for this. Is it clear? Okay. Athava. So Shankara says here in his Bhashyam, Athava or else, otherwise, other meaning he gives. Atimuchya iti anena ye anena yeva yeshanatyagasya siddhatvat. So atimuchya iti anena yeva yeshanatyagasya siddhatvat. Yeshanatyagaha means what? Yeshanatyagaha means, you know, the Eshanathyagaha, Eshanathre we have, Putreshana, Vittaishana, Lokeshana. Now, all the diseases become resolved. The desire for attachment to the worlds, desire for worlds, and desire for progeny, the attachment to the children, and attachment to other wealth also. All these things will resolve when the sense of My sense resolves. My sense resolves means what now? I sense must have been resolved. There is no way of resolving my sense without having resolved the I sense. Ahankara. Ahankara tyagena vina mamakara tyagaha na siddhiti. Isn't it? Therefore, what he says, pretya asmat sharirat pretya. After leaving this physical body, therefore what he says, that Atimuchya stands for Jivan Mukti, and Pretya stands for Videha Mukti. This who tells, Shankara himself gives two meanings. First he did not give this meaning. First he says Ahankaratyaga, Amakaratyaga, and thereby he establishes what Amrutaha Bhavanti. He gives the meaning of Amrutaha Bhavanti. They attain freedom. Attain freedom means what? They attain freedom from the sense of being bound. And free, being free, which is Nitya Muktihi. How is it possible? Because as long as still, if you think I am bound, if you think I am free now, still Essence is where? Only, still in Sukshma only. Therefore, the completely Ahankara is resolved in Atma, Swarupama. Resolving means what? This Aham Brahmasmi Jnanam is very clear. Isn't it? The essential truth of I is consciousness. Therefore, consciousness is Brahma. Consciousness is the self. Therefore, what? Aham Brahma. This clear vision is what actually having resolved the I sense in Atma Brahman. Therefore, with this, the second mantra commentary is over. So, we are entering into the third mantra. Natatra chakshurgacchati.
Natatra chakshurgacchati.
Navagacchati.
Navagacchati.
No manaha.
No manaha.
No manaha.
No manaha.
Na vidmo.
Na vidmo.
Na vijanimo.
Na vijanimo.
Yatha.
Yatha.
Yetad anusishyat. Okay. This third mantra, it reveals the conclusion arrived at after discussing conclusion arrived at when arrived at the arrived at as a result of the meaning of, after understanding the meaning of the second mantra. When you understand the meaning of second mantra, you arrive at the conclusion. That conclusion is revealed in the third mantra. So, you should know what is that you have understood in the second mantra must be clear to know what is the conclusion revealed here. So let us remember now what is that which you have arrived at, what is that second meaning of second mantra we have understood. We have understood by the answer Chakshushaha Chakshuhu, etc. We know Chakshuradehe Chakshuradihi. That means the truth of that because of which the eye, ear, etc. becomes alive and conscious and sentient and functional is consciousness Brahman. This is the answer. Okay, this is what we have understood from the second mantra. Eye of the eye. The second mantra is eye of the eye, ear of the ear, etc. The words are there. That way we ought to have understood the eye of the eye, etc. is none other than nothing but consciousness Brahman. This we have understood. Therefore, now the teacher has to say that what is the consciousness here? The consciousness, the Brahma Atma, the consciousness, the Chaitanyam Brahma is the self. Self means what? No, self means innermost reality, innermost essence. Innermost essence of what? Innermost essence of every sense power. Now leave alone the eye now. Right? It's very another way of understanding very correctly. Chakshushaha Chakshuhu means the consciousness you have understood. Consciousness, the Brahman, is the innermost essence of the power of seeing, innermost essence of the power of hearing, innermost essence of the power of smelling, tasting, etc. Innermost essence of every sense power, every power of organ of action, innermost reality of all the pranas, innermost reality of the antahkaranam also, every thought also. This we have understood. If therefore Atma, the Brahma Chaitanyam, the consciousness being the inner, next step, consciousness being the innermost essence of the seeing power, hearing power, etc. Therefore, this consciousness, the innermost reality essence, cannot be an object of seeing, object of hearing. This you understand now. Why it cannot Atma? The next step. First you understood consciousness is the innermost essence of all of them. It is consciousness because of which all of them function. Therefore, consciousness is what now? The innermost essence of every sense power. All of them. Therefore, the innermost Atma, the consciousness, the Brahman being the innermost essence of all of them, the Chaitanyam, the consciousness, cannot be an object of perception. Now, Swamiji used to give this example. If you put the batteries in the torch light, and you can see the torch light shines. I want to remove the battery and put in front of the torch light.
Very good.
Isn't it? Then it doesn't shine. It is no illumination. Similarly, the essence or the Atma Chaitanyam, Brahma Chaitanyam, and it's a Brahma Chaitanyam, limitless reality, limitless consciousness. Atma Chaitanyam, innermost reality, all-pervasive reality, the consciousness. Consciousness, being the innermost essence of every sense power, cannot be an object perceivable through any of the sense powers. Not an object. Therefore what now? If it is an object of perception. It is not object of perception means, then what happened now? Therefore, it is not available for perception. It is not available for inference also. Therefore, what happens now? It cannot be arrived at through the word also. A word also cannot reveal Atma. Why? A word can reveal only an object which is perceivable. A word can describe an object which is perceivable. An imperceptible thing, isn't it, cannot be described by a word. Word is always capable of what is the, so we are going to see the Bhashyam anyway. Before he says, what does he say now? Natatra Chakshur Gacchati. So what is that? Look at this now. Chakshuhu Tatra Na Gacchati. I does not go there. I does not reach there. There means where? Consciousness. I does not reach, attain, go to consciousness. I does not go to consciousness means what? I cannot reveal the consciousness. Why I cannot reveal consciousness? Because consciousness is the innermost essence of the seeing power. Consciousness is the innermost essence of the seeing power. Therefore, consciousness have being the innermost essence of the seeing power. The seeing power cannot reveal consciousness. Okay, I being incapable of revealing consciousness as an object of sight is revealed by the first sentence, Chakshuhu Tatra Na Gacchati. Is it clear? In second sentence. So not only Chakshuhu Gacchati means what? That one word stands for no sense organ can reveal Atma, the consciousness. Why? Consciousness is the innermost essence of every sense power. Consciousness happens to be the innermost essence of hearing power. Consciousness cannot be an object of hearing. Can be heard. Consciousness happens to be the innermost essence of the tongue. Okay, the power of taste. It cannot be an object of taste. So that consciousness is not perceivable through any of the senses. being the essence of the every sense power, it is revealed by what first sentence is revealed by the first sentence. Na tatra chakshuhu gacchati. Chakshuhu tatra na gacchati. That means what? That one sentence reveals sense powers are incapable of revealing, bringing consciousness to light as an object of their perception, because consciousness is the essence of the very reality, of very existence, of the innermost essence of all the sense powers. Okay. Therefore, vak na gacchati. Vak na gacchati. And one more thing he says, not only, we can go to next sentence, next word actually, na manaha. Tatra chakshu na gacchati. Then also manaha na gacchati. Manaha na gacchati. This answer is what? This tat chakshu gacchati, manaha gacchati, vak na gacchati. Three things he says. Chakshu na gacchati states the sense organs being incapable of bringing consciousness, atma, to light. Because atma is innermost essence. And manaha na gacchati, mind also incapable of illumining or bringing atma to light. And because consciousness is atma, the consciousness, the innermost essence of the mind. Mind also. So, the innermost essence can never be an object outside of the object. An innermost essence cannot be outside of the object. And being outside of that cannot be an object of knowledge. Innermost essence of the instrument of knowledge. Please listen to me carefully. An innermost essence of the instrument of knowledge cannot be outside of the instrument of knowledge. So being not outside of the instrument of knowledge cannot be an object of knowledge. So therefore, mind does not go there. Mind does not reach the Atma. Mind cannot reach the Atma, does not attain the Atma, means mind is incapable of arriving at, in terms of understanding, what Atma is by itself. Is it clear? Therefore, what can a word do then? Word is capable of revealing an object. If revealing only an object which can be perceived, which is available for sense perception or a thought perception. Because Atma being the innermost essence of the sense organs and the mind, Atma is not an object of knowledge. Atma being not an object of knowledge, being imperceptible through the mind or through the senses, word also cannot reach the Atma. Word is incapable of revealing the Atma. Using the word, one cannot arrive at the Shabdena api na anavagamyate. Is it clear now? So, vak na gacchati means word does not reach, attain the Atma. Means word is incapable of revealing the Atma. Okay, three things very important. Manaha, Indriyam. So what does it mean now here? Indriya agocharam. Therefore, we understand here, chakshuhu na gacchati, vak na gacchati tatra, manaha na gacchati. Means you have to take first as what now? Sense organs, mind. Therefore, because the sense organs are incapable of revealing it, bringing it to light, mind is incapable of knowing it, cannot arrive at it. Therefore, word also cannot what now? Arrive at it. The word is incapable of revealing it. This is the conclusion you arrive at as a result of the understanding of the second mantra. What is the second mantra? Consciousness is the innermost essence of all of all the entire sukshma aspects. Okay. Therefore, what the second line says now? Therefore, na vidmaha na vijanimaha yatha yetad anusishyat. Therefore, what happened? Because now this Atma Chaitanyam cannot be explained by a word directly, we do not know. Beautiful, isn't it? Have you noticed that? How it is coming on or the other? Do you see that? What he says now? Na vidmaha, na vijanimaha, we do not know how to teach Brahman directly, how to unfold, define Brahman directly. The teacher says why he cannot give, direct definition of Brahman. Na vidmaha, na vijanimaha. We do not know how to, define Brahman directly. Direct definition of Brahman cannot be given. Yatha yetad anusishyat. Means what? Yatha, how? Yetad anusishyat. How to teach this? How to teach Brahman? How to teach, how to help the student arrive at Brahman directly? Yetad yatha anusishyat na janimaha, na vidmaha. Why we do not know? Not that he does not know Brahman. He does not say, I do not know Brahman. Okay, he does not say it is impossible to know Brahman. He does not say that. He says why he gave an indirect answer without giving the direct definition. Because Brahman is not an object of knowledge. Object of knowledge means what? A word cannot describe Brahman. Your word can describe Brahman means you can give a direct definition of Brahman. Why a word cannot describe Brahman? Because Brahman is not available for thought perception. Why? Because Brahman is the innermost essence of the very mind. Not only that, Brahman cannot be described by any word, because the Brahman is an object perceivable through senses also. Why? Because Brahman is the very innermost essence of the sense powers. In fact, yes, Atma Bhutatvat. See, consciousness Brahman is the very Atma, the innermost essence of the sense powers. What is the Atma of the sense powers? Consciousness. What is the Atma of the mind? Consciousness. What is the Atma of the ears, hearing power, seeing power? Every power you have to say. Atma of every power is consciousness. Atma of the every cell is consciousness, isn't it? See, instead of talking about what is the Atma of the cell, we don't need to talk about the gross things. Just go only to what is the innermost essence of every aspect of sukshma shariram. Therefore, it cannot be an object of action also. Is it clear? Therefore, what? It is not possible to give a direct definition of Brahman. We do not know. Yatha yetad anusishyat. See the connection now? Second verse and the third verse. And sorry for the disruption today. Tomorrow we'll avoid this. Okay, now we'll go to the Bhashya.
Would you mind just doing just a literal translation? Because there's na vidmaha and na vijanimaha seem to be the same.
Same meaning, yeah.
Exactly.
Say na vidmaha, na vidmaha, na vijanimaha. We do not know. No, we do not know by ourselves. Nor can we know through any other means. We do not know. Get it. We have got to say Bhashyam. Na vidmaha, we do not know. Na vijanimaha, we do not know. What we do not know? We do not know. Yatha anusishyat. How to teach this? Brahman. Through direct definition. Okay, we are going to the Bhashyam. We'll wait now. Yasmat.
Yes,
Shrotradehe api. See, Shrotradehe api means what? Shrotradehe api means of all the sense powers. Not only all the sense powers, of all the powers of organs of actions, of all of the mind, of the entire. What now? You can say kalapa. The entire sukshma sharirasya. Samagrasyapi sukshma sharirasya. Okay? Of the entire subtle body, shrotradi. Shrotradi. Shrotra is what we learned, you know? The ear of the ear, eye of the eye, etc. What is it that is understood as the eye of the eye is what now? Atma bhutam brahma. Atma Bhutam Brahman means what now? Brahman, the consciousness, is Atma Bhutaha. Atma Bhutam means what now? Innermost essence. I can say H2O is the Atma, okay, Atma of the wave. Innermost essence. Therefore, here, Brahman is what now? Atma, Atma Bhutam. Brahman is Atmabhutam, innermost essence of what now? All the sense powers, powers of organs of actions, mind, etc. Ataha, okay? Therefore, Ataha come now. Brahman, the consciousness, is the innermost essence of all the aspects of subtle body. Therefore, Ataha na tatra. Na tatra means what? Tasmin brahmani. In that Brahman, chakshuhu gacchati, na gacchati. Na tatra tasmin brahmani, chakshuhu gacchati. Means what now? The eye does not go there. Eye does not go there. Means what? Eye does not go to that Brahman. What is Brahman? Eye does not go to that innermost essence of the seeing power. You get it? Tatra. Tatra means what? Tatra he explained. Shankara gives meaning. Tatra means tasmin brahmani. Into that Brahman. Into that Brahman means what? To that Brahman. What is Brahman? Consciousness. Isn't it? What is consciousness? Innermost essence, the self, atma of everything. Therefore, chakshuhu na gacchati. It is swatmani. Gamana asambhavat. Swatmani gamana asambhavat means, please understand, swatmani, one's own innermost essence is called swatma. One's own innermost essence is called swatma, swatma. Gamana asambhavat. It is not possible for the eye to reveal its own innermost essence. How impossible it is? I gave the example, Swamiji's example. Remember, a battery, which the battery which are inside the torchlight, which makes, because of the presence of which the torchlight is capable of, you know, shining and revealing, and we remove the batteries and put in front of the Torchlight does not shine, isn't it? Similarly here, it's not possible. The innermost essence, isn't it? Water can never be outside of the wave. Similarly, the consciousness, Brahman the consciousness, being the Atma, the innermost essence of the sense powers, isn't it? The sense powers, what now? Cannot be reached by, attained by, what now? Attained by sense power. See, the sense power, there's no distance between the sense power and the consciousness. The innermost essence is means what? Now, when you say consciousness is the innermost essence of the seeing power, hearing power, power of smelling, power of taste. Okay, this innermost essence of every sense power is what? Brahman, the consciousness. The innermost means what? Now, therefore, there's no distance between consciousness and the sense power. And away from this, therefore, they cannot reach. There is no physical distance between consciousness and the seeing power. Like for the seeing power and the object which is seen, there is a distance, physical distance. Isn't it? Suppose if this is a yellow color flower, there is a physical distance is here. Seeing power is here. In one, suppose, my eye. Seeing power is here. The distance, the object is, the person is there. Physical distance is there. Even if I walk, it may take, maybe a fraction of a second. Time distance also is there. Whereas innermost essence means there is no distance. There is no time distance, there is no physical distance. Therefore, it cannot reach. Even in terms of bringing it to light also, it's not possible. In terms of, suppose eyes cannot perceive. When I say eyes reach the object, look at this. There is a yellow color flower. Eyes reach that object. The object being different from the sense power. Distant from the sense power. Okay? Object and being not an external to the sense power. So the object is external to the sense power. Therefore, eyes can reach the object. Reaching in terms of what? In terms of bringing it to light. Reaching is bringing the object to light is what? Reaching the object. Kan adaihiradu. Eyes reach the color. Means what now? Eye is capable of revealing the object. Eye is capable of revealing the object, but it is out, external to the eye. So, whereas consciousness is not external to the eye, consciousness is the innermost essence of the eye. Therefore, what now? Consciousness cannot reach the... seeing power cannot reach the consciousness. Reach means what? Cannot bring consciousness to light or cannot perceive the consciousness. See, only one smallest lesson you had in the second mantra. What is that? Consciousness is the innermost essence of sense powers, innermost essence of every power. Therefore, it cannot be perceived. A second, third verse, you understand from the third verse. Do you see the difference? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, swa-atmani gamana asambhavat. Swa-atmani gamana asambhavaha asti. Atmani asambhavaha means no impossibilities there. It's not possible for something to reach. Wave can never reach the water. Please understand, wave can never reach the object, water. Opaque object can never reach the light. Opaque object can never reach the light. Why? It's already in the very light. Opaque object can never reach the light because opaque object already exists, shines in the light. Wave can never reach the water. The very wave exists in the water because water is the essential, innermost essence of the wave. Light is the innermost essence of the opaque object. Similarly, here also what now? The innermost essence of the entire sukshma. The every sukshma aspect happens to be consciousness, what now? It cannot be arrived at by any sense power or any power of organ of action or the mind. So, swatmani gamana asambhavaha. Did you get the Sanskrit word? Okay. I try my best to put it correctly. Therefore, tatha na vak gacchati. Similarly, as well, what happens? Vak also na gacchati. Word also cannot reveal. What is a word? A word is that by which something or the other is arrived at. Mike. A word expressed is what? Mike is a word expressed. A word expressed immediately indicates what? An object. And not only it can indicate the object, suppose we do not know. If I say mic, you do not understand. What is mic? You said something called mic. What is that mic? Then, if you do not know what mic is at all, then the same word can be, more words can come out to describe the object. It has jati, it has guna, it has kriya, isn't it? It has different aspects. It fulfills many conditions. The description of object, fulfills some conditions. So it can describe all adjectives you can take, and then you can describe. It has many viseshanas. This visesham has many viseshanas, describable attributes, and then we describe, and you arrive at it. Therefore, a word can describe something which is an object. What is an object? The object is that which is perceivable through the senses or through through the mind. So, if consciousness being the innermost essence, it is imperceptible. Being imperceptible, it's not an object. Not being an object, it cannot be described by a word. Therefore, word also incapable of revealing the consciousness. Tatra tasmin brahmatmani vakapi na gacchati. Vak na gacchati, I don't think vak goes, walks towards it. Gacchati means it walks, okay? Vak na gacchati means a word is incapable of describing it, bringing the object to light. A word is incapable of revealing the object. The word becomes incapable of helping you arrive at the object. Okay. Vachahi.
Vachahi.
Shabda.
Shabda.
Okay, vachahi. He says now, vachahi means, he says, vacha means by word. He, shabdaha uchariyamanaha. Shabdaha uchariyamanaha. A sound or word. Shabdaha means word here. A sound pronounced. Uchariyamanaha means being pronounced. A sound being pronounced by speech. What now? Abhideyam prakashayati. Abhideyam prakashayati. See, abhidhanam means name. Please understand, listen to me carefully. Abhidhanam means word name. I'm just saying other people. Abhidhanam, not you people, okay. Abhidhanam means a word name. Abhideyam means what now? An object. A name is abhidhanam. Object indicated by a word is called abhideyam. Indicatory word. Indicated object. See, computer is an abhidhanam. Abhideyam is this object. Abhidhana, abhideya means what now? Abhidhanam, name. Abhideyam, object indicated by the name or a word. A word is a name, isn't it? Name is a word. Therefore, he says, shabdaha uchariyamanaha, vacha uchariyamanaha shabdaha. Vacha uchariyamanaha shabdaha means a word pronounced through the organ of speech. What now? Abhideyam prakashayati. It brings to light an object. Abhideya means an object indicated by that object, word. So, a word pronounced through the organ of speech, which is an abhidanam, brings to light or reveals an object indicated by that word, which is abhideyam. Then, yada. Only when a word brings to light an object indicated by the word, tada abhideyam prati vak gacchati iti ucchate. Only then you can say what now? When you say compute, when you say mic, immediately that word mic, what now? Reveals this object to you. So the word abhidanam mic, when I say mic, when it is uttered, it prakashayati, it reveals the abhideyam mic. The word abhidanam mic reveals the abhideyam mic. Then you can say what? Word reaches the object. Word reaching the object means what? Word revealing the object is word reaching the object. So Shankara explains this. He thinks we can't understand that, so he explains very well. Tada abhideyam prati vak gacchati iti ucchate. Let me read now. Vachahi shabdah uccharya manah abhideyam prakashayati yada tada abhideyam prati vak gacchati iti ucchate. Is clear now? When do you call a word, when do you say a word reaches the object? You can say a word reaches the object only when the word reveals, brings to light the abhideyam, the object indicated by the word. If I say pumpkin, if you do not know the meaning of the word pumpkin, if I say the word pumpkin, if you do not know the meaning of the word pumpkin, okay, or pumpkin is not around, then the word, what now, still does not reveal the object. Then the word has not reached the object. Is it clear now? There, because even though pumpkin is, but still, the word which came, the pumpkin is not arrived at, but still, again I can explain, I can use further words, I can describe the object called pumpkin, then I can help you arrive at it. Still it is, what now, still it is reachable. Why it's reachable? It is describable. How it is describable? Pumpkin is, even if it is not revealed, suppose the word pumpkin does not reveal the object called pumpkin, still it is, it can be arrived at. How? It is because the description, I can describe it, it's describable. Why it is describable? Because it has describable features. Whereas here, what happens here? Vak na gacchati. And second, it is reachable. Second thing, that is also object of perception. You can search for through your mind, through your senses, you can search for the descriptions. All descriptions are objects of perception. Therefore, vak gacchati tada abhideyam prati vak gacchati iti ucchate. Tasya cha shabdasya. Hope I'm not fast, no? Tasya cha shabdasya tannivartakasya cha karanasya atma brahma. The reason he gives, tasya shabdasya. Okay, a word, any word, okay, shabdasya, of the word, and tannivartakasya cha karanasya, and the organ of speech, because of which, from where the word gets revealed, comes out. See, Atma in Brahma. Brahman is what? Brahma Chaitanyam, the consciousness, is Atma, the innermost essence of the sense organ, of the organ of speech, and the word expressed by that organ of speech. Expression of word is dependent on the organ of speech. So, the organ of speech, the innermost essence of the word, and the organ of speech happens to be the consciousness. Brahman, what now? Brahman cannot be revealed by a word. Brahman cannot be arrived at through a word. Shabdasya cha tannivartakasya cha nivartakasya karanasya cha atma brahma. Have you got it? Ataha vak na gacchati, vak na gacchati, na vak gacchati,
na vak gacchati.
Ataha, everything is ataha. Kimartham vak na gacchati. Why does the word not reveal the consciousness Brahman? Directly reveal the Brahman? Because word does not reach Brahman. Word is incapable of revealing Brahman. Why? Because Brahman is the very Atma, innermost essence of the word, and not only of the word, the innermost essence of the organ of speech from where the word emerges. Okay. Now Shankaracharya gives beautiful example. Look at this. Yatha agnihi dahakah prakashakah cha api san na hi atmanam prakashayati dahati va tadvat. He says yatha agnihi, yatha agnihi, just as the fire. What does the fire do? Fire is fire dahati prakashayati. What does the fire do? Fire burns, fire illumines. Fire does two things, functions, by its mere presence. It dahati, it burns, prakashayati, it illumines. It illumines anything around, it burns anything around, burns anything into ashes. Therefore, fire is known as what? Fire is dahakaha. Dahakaha means burner. And prakashakaha means illuminator. Okay? And this fire, agnihi, dahakaha prakashakaha cha api sun. The fire is being the illuminator. The fire itself being the illuminator, being the burner, okay? You mean the one who burns everything around, isn't it? That fire. Atmanam na prakashayati dahativa. The fire cannot burn itself. Atmanam na dahati. The fire cannot burn itself, nor can fire reveal, bring itself to light. The fire is incapable of bringing itself to light. The fire is incapable of burning itself. But why, what can the fire do? The fire can illumine other objects. The fire can burn other things. Tadvat, like that. What have cannot do now? The eyes, okay, the eyes can see the other objects, perceive other objects. The sense organs can perceive the respective objects. The sense organs are incapable of, what now? Incapable of seeing their own self. Or, what now? Perceiving their own selves. Sense organs are prakashakaha. You can say no. Every sense power is a prakashakaha. Eye is a prakashakaha. Ear is a prakashakaha. Illuminator. An illuminator of respective object. Isn't it? So every sense power is a prakashakaha. It's a perceiver. Therefore every sense power is a perceiver of their respective object. But this perceiver is incapable of perceiving its own innermost self. Similarly, mind is capable of what? We are going to see that as next. Mind is capable of knowing, thinking of other objects, knowing other objects. But this mind is incapable of thinking of its own swarupam and knowing its own swarupam, its own innermost essence. Okay, we are going to say, listen, don't have any doubt, come with, don't have any questions, listen to it correctly, because then you can, question will be resolved. When you see something, then I can make out, okay.
Yathagnihi
dahakaha
prakashakaschapi
san hyatmanam prakashayati dahativa. Okay, san na is there, okay? Don't forget the na there. Na hi atmanam prakashayati dahativa. Agnihi atmanam na dahati na prakashayati. Fire does not burn itself, its own self, nor does the fire illumine its own self. Okay, similarly, tadvat, sense powers and the mind and the organ powers of organs of action are incapable of revealing their own innermost self, Atma, Brahman, the consciousness. No mano. It is a word, a text word, okay? And what Shankara's meaning? Manaha. Cha. Anyasya. Sankalpa itru. Adhyavasayitru. Cha. San. Na atmanam. Sankalpayati. Adhyavasyati. Cha. Tasya api
Brahma Atma
iti. Okay. No manaha. He goes from sense powers to the mind. Okay? Because sense organs are external organs of knowledge. Bahya karanani. Mind is the innermost organ. Innermost self is different, isn't it? Antahkaranam is mind. Sense organs are bahya karanani. We have already negated what? The bahya karanas cannot perceive Brahman, the consciousness, because it is not an object, because it is an innermost self. Therefore, words also are incapable of helping you arrive at the Brahman. Okay? Now he says, manahacha, mind also, and the mind, what out? Anyasya means now, other object. Sankalpa itru means thinker. The mind is capable. Sankalpa itru means rikarantaha pullingaha sankalpa itru shabdaha. Sankalpaita means thinker. Okay, thinker. Sankalpaita is the nominative form of rikarantaha pullingaha sankalpaitru shabdaha, thinker. And then adhyavasayitru also is what? Rikarantaha pullingaha adhyavasayitru shabdaha, nominative adhyavasayita in as nominative. Adhyavasayita means knower. And the one who understands. Adhyavasanam. Adhyavasayita means the one who understands. Sankalpayita means one who knows, thinks. One who can think about it. Is it? So the thinker and the knower are the one understander. One who understands. Who is the one who thinks? Mind. And mind thinker of what? Anyasya. Mind is thinker of an object. I mean what object other than itself. Mind is capable of thinking of an object other than itself. Anyasya. Similarly, mind is capable of understanding an object other than itself. Mind is capable of understanding an object other than itself. Mind is capable of thinking of an object other than itself. Anyasya adhyavasayitru, anyasya sankalpayitru. Sun, being. Sun means what? Being. Mind being the knower or thinker of an object other than itself. Is it clear now? Mind being the knower and the thinker of an object other than itself. Anyasya sankalpayitru san. Anyasya adhyavasayitru san. Is it sun? Atmanam na sankalpayati na adhyavasyati. Atmanam na sankalpayati, atmanam na adhyavasyati. Mind does not think of itself. Think about itself. Think of itself. Okay? And mind does not understand its own self. Atmanam na sankalpayati, atmanam na adhyavasyati. Two verbs here. Atmanam, manaha, atmanam na sankalpayati. Manaha, atmanam na adhyavasyati. Mind does not think itself, about itself. Mind does not know, understand its own self. But mind understands. Mind is capable of understanding, capable of knowing. Of what? Knowing anything other than itself. Anyasya. Anyasya sankalpayitru. Anyasya adhyavasayitru. San manaha. Atmanam na sankalpayati na adhyavasyati. Why the mind cannot know its own self if the mind is capable of knowing? Why? He says, tasya api, tasya manasaha api, ब्रह्म आत्मा इति कारणात् तस्य मनसः अपि तस्य मीन्स् तस्य मनसः अपि फॉर दैट माइंड आल्सो इनर मोस्ट सेल्फ इज ब्रह्मन द कॉन्शियसनेस हैव यू सीन द दिस द फर्स्ट प्लेस द एक्चुअल मीनिंग ऑफ द आत्मा इज टॉक डिस्कस्ड मेनी टाइम्स इन मेनी कॉन्टेक्स्ट आत्मा मीन्स माइंड मीन्स सम अदर कॉन्टेक्स्ट आत्मा मीन्स फिजिकल बॉडी बट आत्मा मीन्स ऑल परवेसिव रियालिटी which must be the innermost essence. That context only here it is said. Essence. The very word essence is enough. I do not say innermost. Essential reality. Therefore, Atma means what now? Essential reality, innermost essence. Who is who? Brahman. What is Brahman? Limitless consciousness. Consciousness. Therefore what? Because consciousness, the Brahman, the consciousness is the innermost essence of the mind. Mind which is the knower and thinker of other objects, does cannot know its own self, Brahman. It does not think. It cannot understand, know the self. That means what? Mind also is capable of knowing, thinking of things which are other than itself. Mind is designed like that. Every sense power is designed like that. Okay. See, it's a second mantra and the third mantra. The second, third, the beautiful mantra, we are going to see that. Now he slowly prepares to understand the fourth mantra. Do you see the beauty of it? Indriya
Manobhyam
Hi Vastunaha Vijnanam Tad Agocharatvat. Now he says, Indriya Manobhyam hi Vastunaha Vijnanam Tad Agocharatvat. Agocharam, Indriya Agocharam means, Gocharam means perceptible, Agocharam means imperceptible. This Vastu, what now? Agocharam. The innermost essence is what now? Agocharam. Indriya Agocharam. Manasaha agocharam. Manasa agocharam, isn't it? Indriya mana agocharam. So it is not perceptible through the senses or through the mind. So this is not an object of action also. Have you noticed that now? The Brahman, the consciousness, is Atma. The innermost, Atma means don't think only now, I know, okay? See the innermost essence of the sense powers, innermost essence of powers of organs of actions, innermost essence of the mind also. Therefore, the word also, what now? Cannot reveal, incapable of revealing, arriving at Brahman, the consciousness. What now? Agocharatvat means, due to its imperceptibility, okay, agocharatvat, due to the imperceptibility of the object, sorry, the reality, Brahman, due to the imperceptibility of the reality through the senses and the mind, now he teaches what now? Na vidmaha, we do not know. What we do not know? Tad Brahma Idrisham Iti. We do not know that Brahman is of this type. That Brahman is of this nature. We do not know Idrisham Brahma Iti. This is how Brahman is. Iti Na Vidmaha. We do not know. That means what now? We do not know. to do not know to give a direct definition of Brahman. Na vidmaha, we do not know. We do not know what? We do not know how to give direct definition of Brahman as what? This is how Brahman is. Yidrisham Brahman. Brahman the consciousness. This is what consciousness is. This is how consciousness is. Yidrisham. Yidrisham Brahma. This is how this is how Brahman is. No? Like that. You cannot give direct definition of Brahman. Therefore we do not know. We do not know how to reveal Brahman directly. This is how Brahman looks, etc. We can't say. Have you got it? See, na vidmaha tad brahma idrisham iti prakatayidam. Okay, to define, to reveal. अतः न विजानीमः I got it now. These two different things now. न विद्मः means what now? We do not know to reveal Brahman directly. Hey, this is how Brahman is. This is what Brahman is. We are not able to reveal Brahman directly. We do not know to reveal Brahman directly. Why? Agocharatvat. Due to its imperceptibility. If Brahman is perceptible, then the words also can help to describe. Then we could have given you direct definition of Brahman. Have you got Pitiji now? Have you got the meaning of the word Vidmaha now? Now you are going to Vijayimaha. We do not know, to define Brahman, okay, directly, to show this is what Brahman is, this is how Brahman is. Why? Because Brahman is of the nature of imperceptibility. Okay, Brahman is imperceptible through senses and mind. Okay? अतः न विजानीमः यथा येन प्रकारेण. Therefore we do not know by which method येतद् ब्रह्म अनुशिष्यात्. Anusishyat is the word used in the textbook. What is the meaning? Upadishet. Sishyaya. Iti. Abhiprayah. So what is revealed here actually? Abhiprayah means what now? What is actually arrived here? Prakarena yetad brahma anushishyat. Yena prakarena, by which method we can this unfold Brahman. We do not know. Unfold means what now? By direct definition. How to reveal Brahman directly, we do not know. Upadishet sishyaya iti avipraya. Okay? Upadishet sishyaya, how to teach the student directly Brahman, using which method he can teach directly, teach his student Brahman directly. Okay? He now, all his explanation is what now? Therefore, he is preparing the student. He is going to give one more indirect definition of Brahman in the following verse, which is the most exalted. and most exalted. It is one of the very, very important definitions. You have to remember this for other future lessons also hereafter. I want you to memorize the mantras also. Anyway, we'll see. Yadhi karana gocharam tadu. Yadhi karana gocharam tadu anyasmai upadeshtum shakyam. See, yadhi karana gocharam tad anyasmai upadeshtum shakyam. Anything which is perceptible through senses. Karana gocharam means what now? Anything which is reachable through senses, which is perceptible or knowable through senses. Please understand. Anything which is knowable, perceptible, okay, reachable through senses is what now? Easy to teach. It is possible to teach that object anyasmai to other person. If an object to be taught is what now? Reachable or perceivable through senses. Object to be taught is reachable through senses. Then it is easy to teach. Perceptible object can be taught easily. It's possible to teach. So he says, yad hi karana gocharam tad anyasmai upadeshtum shakyam. Shakyam, it is possible. It is possible for what? Possible to do? Possible to teach. Upadeshtum shakyam. If it is karana gocharam, if it is perceptible. But, and how? Jati, guna, kriya, viseshanaihi. He refers now, jati, guna, kriya. So it has written, jatihi, gunaha, kriya. They all become describable attributes of an object. See, when you can use all these attributes of an object to be understood. So, jatihi, gunaha, kriya. I added two more. Remember, what are they? Rudihi sambandaha. Jati guna kriya rudi sambandha. Jatihi gunaha kriya rudihi sambandaha. And Shankara meant mostly only the three. Jati guna kriya. So these are the attributes of an object. He says if that which is to be known or understood is an object perceptible through senses, then it is easy to teach that object to other person using what now? With the help of the describable attributes of that object. Na tad jatyadi viseshanavat brahma. Whereas what is Brahman here? Brahma na viseshanavat. Viseshanavan means that which has attributes. Viseshanavat means what? That which has attributes is called viseshanavat, gunavat. But na viseshanavat means what now? Attributeless. It doesn't have any attributes. Brahma is a neuter gender word. Suppose viseshanavan Raghupatihi. I can say, what attribute? Some attribute can say, yellow chain, yellow pendant, chained. But that becomes Raghupati. Mean what now? That's a viseshanam. Isn't it? So, viseshanavan. Raghupati. Now, viseshanavan. Radhaji, everything can be viseshanavan. Kesharahita shiraha.
No hair.
No hair.
Kesh is here.
No, I'm just saying. Visheshanam, isn't it? Visheshanam means what now? adjective. Adjective means what now? Description. Adjective is that which describes, isn't it? Teach English teacher, see. Okay, so describe, isn't it? Description here. So here, Visheshanavan, when you say, that which has a describable attribute, a quality, is called Visheshanavan. Therefore, anything which is perceptible is Visheshanavat. Any object, anything which is describable is what? An object. Any object which is perceptible through senses is what? Visheshanavat, it is describable. What is describable means what now? Then you can use jati, guna, kriya, etc. Describable attributes. Then you can really teach that object directly. Na brahma. What now? Na brahma. Na visheshanavat. Brahma na visheshanavat. Are you all listening? Brahma na visheshanavat. Brahman, the consciousness, is not the one which has attributes. Okay, Visheshana Rahitam Brahma. Nirvisesham Brahma. Brahman is Nirvisesham. It has no attributes. So, attributeless Brahman. Attributelessness is the Swarupa nature of Brahman. Therefore, he says, Jatyadi Visheshanavat Na Brahma. Brahman is not endowed with what? Brahman, something which has attributes such as Jati, Guna, Kriya, etc. are not there for Brahman. Brahman has no jati, Brahman has no kriya, Brahman has no guna, no sambandha. For what now? Brahman is not describable through words. Well, very well done, Vishankara, isn't it? Okay. Tasmat
Vishamam
Sishya
Anupadeshena
Pratyayitam
Iti.
Sorry, I'm very sorry. Sishyan
Upadeshena
Pratyayitam Tasmat, therefore, Sishyan Upadeshena Pratyayitam Vishamam. Therefore, what happened now? Therefore, it is difficult to help the students arrive at Brahman through teaching, to direct definition. It is difficult to help the student to take to the reality, pratyayitam, to help the student arrive at the reality through direct definition. To teach the students, to help them arrive at the reality, to direct means is what now? Is difficult. Upadeshe tad artha grahane cha yatna atishaya kartavyatam darshayati na vidmaha ityadi. See, when the teacher says, oh my God, teacher must be highly, he's a man of vision. No? The teacher is a great man of vision. He knows the reality. He knows how to teach also, how to help the student arrive at Brahman also. But he only tells here, the student should not make any effort to search for Brahman as an object. To search for an object by himself. And he should not expect some direct means. Dial God directly. Isn't it? No? Actually, expressions are there in Ilford. So here, you should not try to dial directly to God. And the direct definition is not there. Direct definition of Brahman is not possible. or teaching through that definition is not possible. Why? He says, therefore, what happens now? Upadeshe. So, in order to teach Brahman also, one should have what now? Atishaya yatnaha kartavyaha. An extraordinary, special, unique effort. Okay? An extraordinary effort. A very different, unique effort is involved in teaching Brahman. Okay? And not only in teaching Brahman, that is arthagrahane. Okay, and also understanding the meaning of the word Brahman also is what now? Then also, in understanding, to understand Brahman, the consciousness also, the special effort must be, extraordinary effort must be made. An extraordinary effort is involved in teaching Brahman, in understanding Brahman. Why? Because anything which is taught directly, effort is enough to understand. But to understand which is not describable, which is cannot be described through the words, which can be revealed through the words, which is not perceptible at all, the teaching, the method of teaching also must be very special. And the indirect method must be used. And that understanding also involves what? Very greater effort, special effort. Okay? And this today is much better class, isn't it? In spite of a lot of
deceptions.
Thanks to
Skype. Machines.
Thanks.
Is it clear?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what have you understood in the second, third verse? I'm going to ask you the questions hereafter. What have you understood in the first verse? Come on, tell me. First, second, third questions today.
Tells me that the student has some understanding, but not a complete understanding.
Yeah.
You understand that there is something which guides the subtle and gross bodies.
Yeah.
But something which is not known.
Yeah. So the first verse reveals what the student knows and what he does not know. I mean, he says what he knows, he is very clear about what he knows. He does not know, he knows what very clearly what he does not know also. Sometimes we do not know what we do not know. The student knows what he does not know. Okay? And thereafter, okay, what is, kind of second verse now?
Brahman,
the consciousness, is the innermost essence of the entire sukshma shariram, every aspect of sukshma shariram. Okay. And what is the conclusion arrived at? Is the subject, is the revealed in the third verse. What is the content of the third mantra? The conclusion arrived at.
There is no direct way of teaching Brahman.
Therefore, that means what? The second line of the third mantra reveals that there is no way of teaching Brahman directly. But what does the first line say?
Very important
lesson, Pritchardji. Brahman, the consciousness, being the innermost essence of every aspect of sukshma shariram, it is not perceptible, not available for sense perception or thought perception. Therefore, Brahman is not an object. Therefore, it cannot be described, arrived at by the words also. The vacha agocharam, indriyehi agocharam, manasa api agocharam. And why vacha agocharam? Because Brahman has no attributes. And that which has attributes alone can be described. Is it clear?
Yeah.
So, now, therefore, now the teacher has prepared the student to be ready for what now? Therefore, I am going to give you another indirect definition of Brahman. Another second and important indirect definition of Brahman is going to be given in the fourth mantra, which we will see next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate.